Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hi, I'm Bonnie Christian. You're listening to Tech and Science Daily from The Evening Standard. If you like it, hit subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Here's what's happening today, Wednesday, March the 3rd. Do you consider yourself an artist? Well, your future ambitions could get you to the moon. Yusaku Maezawa, a billionaire online fashion tycoon, announces on his website he wants 8 people to join him on an all-paid-for lunar mission in 2023 he's calling Dear Moon. But there's 2 criteria applicants will have to meet: being ready to push the envelope creatively and be willing to help other crew members do the same. Maezawa and his crew of astronauts will become the first lunar voyagers since the last US Apollo mission in 1972. That's if SpaceX can pull the trip off.
I'm highly confident that we will have reached orbit many times with Starship before 2023. It's looking very, very promising.
Boss Elon Musk tells Maezawa the mission will be the first private spaceflight beyond Earth's orbit. From space to the deep sea, where scientists have discovered 3 new deepwater shark species that can glow in the dark. 3 sharks were collected from the Chatham Rise on the east coast of New Zealand's South Island last year. The kitefin shark, the black-belly lantern shark, and the southern lantern shark were already known to marine biologists, but this is the first time they've been found to emit light, known as having bioluminescence. Researchers believe their glowing underbellies might be used to help them hide from predators or other threats. That's the sound of the Olifants River in Africa's Balul Nature Reserve, recorded live by a series of cameras being used to prevent poaching. The new Samsung devices capture live footage that's streamed online 24/7, where anyone around the world can begin shifts as a virtual ranger. The Take the Watch project supports the all-female Black Mamba anti-poaching unit. We caught up with founder Craig Spencer on the reserve.
We had these Samsung cameras on the landscape for 24 hours, and within those 24 hours, they detected the gunshot and they notified us, which I thought was amazing, you know. It's definitely going to work.
One of the unit's supervisors, Lita, says the cameras have also provided her family assurance she's safe on the reserve.
My family were scared, thinking that we're not going to make it in the bush, because that is the mentality that they are having, that going to work in the reserve as a woman, the lions will kill you, you won't be protected there. So, with all the information that we've been going home and telling them, And then now we've got the Samsung phones, and then we are able to show them exactly what we are doing.
Users can report signs of animals in danger or signs of poaching from the website.
The poachers have got the upper hand, and I thought, you know, this arms race against rhino and elephant poaching is not about weaponry. It's actually about technology.
We'll be back in a minute. Why not hit subscribe in the meantime?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This edition of Tech and Science Daily is brought to you by the AXA Startup Angel Competition. I'm Sharmadine Reed, founder and CEO of The Stack World, and I'm here to help you turn your business dream into reality. There are six chances to win the competition, including two top prizes of £25,000, mentoring from myself and leading UK founders, plus business insurance for a year thanks to AXA. Go to standard.co.uk/AXA Startup Angel for details on how to enter and complete your entry by the 2nd of June 2024. Good luck.
The world's first urban sun cleans public spaces of the coronavirus for safer human gatherings.
An artist claims to have created a beam of far UVC light to shine down on urban spaces that will almost entirely clean the area of COVID-19. Dan Ruskards created the piece based on scientific papers and by working with researchers and experts around the world. Here's Carl Linden of the International Ultraviolet Association.
See this data and these studies that show UV-222 as being not harmful to mammalian skin and eyes was quite revelatory, honestly.
Studio Ruskard began work on the Urban Sun in 2019, and the COVID-19 pandemic made the project much more urgent. The research shows specific ultraviolet light known as far UVC with a wavelength of 222 nanometers can reduce the presence of viruses, including various strains of coronavirus and influenza, up to 99.9%. Even though traditional 254 nanometer UV light is harmful, this specific light is considered safe for both people and animals. Scientists hope the discovery of a big group of people who have naturally controlled HIV will help them eventually find a cure. While so-called elite controllers of HIV have been found across the globe before, experts believe this group in the Democratic Republic of Congo is one of the largest to date who can control the infection without the need for drugs. Elite controllers are people who maintain low or undetectable viral loads for many years without needing to take antiretroviral therapy. Previous studies have suggested several things could be at play, including a defective type of HIV and a rare immune response to the virus. And finally, Fortnite maker Epic Games is to buy the firm behind wildly popular Fall Guys. Epic confirmed it planned to acquire Tonic Games Group, the parent company of Mediatonic, the developer of Fall Guys Ultimate Knockout. Fall Guys has proven to be one of the most popular game launches of 2020, receiving praise from gamers and critics alike for its multiplayer Battle Royale-style matches. You're up to date. We'll be back tomorrow at 1 p.m. Subscribe to make sure you don't miss out. And come back at 4 p.m. for The Leader Podcast, where we bring you the latest news, interviews and analysis from the Evening Standard's newsroom. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow.
Hold up.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.